My family told me to major in English, but I wanted to major in healthcare. So it's the opposite. So to start off, I was born and raised in Saudi Arabia. I did not speak a word in English. So there was the opportunity for my sister to study abroad, and it was a scholarship by my country. So my dad was like, let me retire, bring all the girls together to get a better education here. And since then, I was able to learn English, and my grandma kept telling me, now you speak English, you can go back home and become a great English teacher. And I was like, I've always wanted to work in healthcare and become a doctor. However, throughout my journey in life, I realized maybe not a doctor, but I can do other things in healthcare. And I come across a woman that told me, try respiratory care. And for those of you that don't know what respiratory therapists do, they pretty much take care of patients that have breathing issues or lung issues. So patients come out of surgical surgeries and they would end up on breathing machines. So they manage these machines, they take the breathing tubes out. So they do a variety of things that have to do with lungs. And that's what I ended up becoming. And funny enough, I do have asthma, and I've always had respiratory therapists taking care of me, but I didn't even know what they were. I always thought they were nurses. So I ended up becoming a respiratory therapist, and it was a journey because I've always doubted myself for not having English as my native language. And so that was always a kind of a fear that I had to overcome over time. And I ended up becoming a respiratory therapist at the Johns Hopkins Hospital of all places. And throughout time, I learned so much, and I had a wonderful team. And shortly after, there was an opportunity for me to become an ECMO specialist, which was another complicated position in healthcare that had to deal with a machine that substitutes the function of the lung and the heart. And that was a moment for me to realize, how did I come so far in life, wondering if I can even pursue a career in healthcare without having English as a native language. And for me, this is a lesson to all of you guys. Never doubt yourself. And if you think something is impossible, it's never impossible. So that would be my lesson for the day.